Oh, good morning. Got another great edition of the Gunsmith Show for you. We got the Gunsmiths back together again. Jacob's in the house.
Good morning.
So we're going to have Gunsmith 1 and Gunsmith 2.
So I'm number 2 now, huh?
Uno dos.
There it is.
I'm Hose B.
I was going to let you guys fight it out. I knew that was going to come up.
He's
1 and
Jose,
2.
Jose, I'm Hose B. Is
Listen, welcome. These guys are going to chat. I want to let you know, go bid on the Big Green Egg.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, the good grill, huh?
Seize the deal. It's $7.60 is the minimum bid for it. Started at 6 a.m. I don't know where it's at right now. I haven't checked. But you're going to save hundreds and hundreds of dollars. This thing is awesome.
Where'd you get it from?
Telnine Ace Hardware.
Wow.
Great folks over there.
Yeah. Go. We're doing a raffle with him, too, this fall.
I know.
Yeah. I'll be telling you about that one soon.
How's your raffle coming? Have you got?
Good. Everything's going good. I got the license. Everything's. It's just we're in the process.
For Tommy's Heart, man, it's a great one. They raise a lot of money.
10 guns we're raffling off.
And they're doing it for, you need the EKGs for the mobile trailer.
Yep.
So you can go out and test people. Yep. We've got them now, but we were
getting new ones. So it's all good. It's all good.
All right.
But it's coming up. We'll have tickets available in May sometime. So we'll be excited about that.
I know you have other things to talk about, but I just had to mention Seize the Deal. The auction's going on now. Yeah. Seize the Deal Flint.
All right. Well, welcome to the Gunsmith Show, everybody. And this first segment is brought to you by ReliableExteriorPro.com, our good friend Jeremy from Reliable Enterprises. And just an outstanding builder. God bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
And
it's like, of all times when the microphone's to be on, then I have to sneeze.
He's allergic to radio. Well, Jeremy's a great guy. We love to have him here as a sponsor. He's been a longtime sponsor of the show.
Yep.
And we're glad he's back. Jeremy is a deck expert. He is he's like the, I'm not going to say the Picasso because his decks are perfect looking. He's more like the Frank Lloyd Wright of decks.
Basically.
Man. He can build it, very good.
Design it. Crazy angles, amazing looks.
Yeah, and he always does the drone footage of it when it's all done, too. So he's really, really smart about this stuff. But he also, Reliable Enterprises, also can do demos. They've got bobcats. They've got dumpsters. They've got all kinds of equipment to do the work that you need done around your house. You can reach him at 810-429-6957. Again, that's Jeremy from ReliableExteriorPro.com. And you can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. So welcome, Jacob. Glad you're here, buddy.
Thank you.
And Jeremy's glad you're here, too, doggone. He goes, that's so cool. Jake's back on the show. So we got a good show for you today. Good highlighted topics, and you're going to enjoy it. Now, this first segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Kel-Tec.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some fun with that because we always love talking about Kel-Tec. We've been down visited them and done all kinds of work down there at Kel-Tec, at their manufacturing.
Kel-Tec East and Cocoa.
Yeah, there you go. And good folks, so, and we like their products. We have a lot of fun. Anytime you can find a good American-made product, and it is truly American-made, very innovative, a lot of mix of plastic and steel. I know it's not a pretty wood gun, but they are darn cool guns, man.
It all started with
PF9s?
Yeah,
I think PF9s was our
years
first
ago,
guns.
Remember those P11s?
Yeah, but I didn't like the P11 as much. The PF9 was so skinny.
I still have my PF9.
I know you do. I sold mine, but I shouldn't have. It's a nice gun.
We went from the PF9s. Then we got I got my SUB 2000 in 9mm. It takes the Beretta mags.
And we both got.
That's a Gen 2. And then I had the KSG shotgun, the big, giant 12-gauge John Wick special.
Right. I'm glad Dan's not in the room right now to talk about that because he would have.
Then the PMR-30s.
Yes, PMR-30s are a lot of fun.
What else was there in the mix there?
Helped friends with P32As, those 32 calibers.
Those little ones back then.
Tiny ones. And several of my friends had those. And there was 308s as well. Not 308. Yeah, I got what is that thing?
RDB.
RDB 308. That's a lot of fun. And I've never bought a 223, which surprised me. I thought for sure I'd get one of those SU-16s.
You know, I really like those.
I do,
too.
They've
been around forever.
But they make the RDB
in a
223.
Correct.
And those are only like $700. Those are nice guns. I like them. But Kel-Tec's a cool company, and they got lots of good stuff on the market right now. And we got the 17s.
The P-17s. The 17-shot 22
The
calibers.
lightest I mean, just super lightweight, 22 caliber, long Can't rifle, be. Pistols.
Yep.
And they hold 17 rounds plus one. And they're amazing. And they weigh that you forget you have them on you because they're so light.
They are so light.
So if you want to, you know, protect yourself with a 22, or even if you're an avid walker, it's a great gun.
Oh, it's got to be one of the lightest concealable handguns you can get.
With high capacity.
And it's mostly polymer.
Comes so with two mags or three?
I think it comes with two mags.
Two mags, two mags.
Yep.
Nice gun, though. And the price is right. You can get them for under $250. Very nice gun. But we're not here to talk about all those other Kel-Tecs.
We're talking about a new one.
A brand new one.
Finally, in your wheelhouse.
Yep.
Kel-Tec has introduced the SUB 2000 in, drum roll. Got to tap on that, make the noise. There we go. In 10 millimeter.
All right, 10 millimeter. 10 so, millimeter. They finally brought out a 10 millimeter.
10 millimeter SUB 2000. So this is a folding rifle.
Yeah, folding rifle.
Which, as you know,
pistol magazines.
Kel-Tec's been making these for a long time. Yep. Smith & Wesson copied them a couple years ago and made their own variant.
Yeah. Yeah, build off the M&Ps.
Yep.
And they take M&P mags.
So,
he said that in Harmony.
Yeah.
Did Dan leave his phone in
here? Dan left his phone in here. I'm just seeing if I Let's can. I turn the volume down?
Is it, go throw it in the bathroom real quick.
I think that's, I don't know. So, so the SUB 2000, of course, a folding rifle.
Yeah, cool.
These ones take Glock magazines. Now it's funny because
it's a folding rifle, but you cannot fire this gun while it's folded.
Correct.
Okay, because when it's folded, you're looking right down the pipe. You're looking right down the barrel.
Yeah, there's
you
no
know
way.
It's unloaded. It's very safe.
It's not like a lot of other rifles where the buttstock folds over.
Right.
This
the whole
mechanism separates. You push down on the trigger guard.
Yeah.
And it separates the barrel from the receiver.
Right.
And as it folds, it also rotates. Now, this is a Generation 3 SUB 2000.
And not the 2, not the 1.
Because the Generation 3, the barrel folds and rotates. So you can still have your optics and sights on the top of the gun. And you don't have to take those off for the gun to fold. My Gen 2, you cannot have an optic on top of that gun.
Right.
Because the way the gun folds, it folds right on top of itself. And, of course, you have to take an optic off. So this is a brilliant move.
My Gen 2 came with an optic on it. I took it right off because I wanted to be able to fold it.
Yeah. So this is what I think everybody calls them, a pistol caliber carbine.
Right.
So
right. And they're very popular. You know, PCCs are very popular.
Yeah, they used to be available in 9mm and 40 caliber.
Yep. From Kel-Tec. Thought for sure when they came out with the 40, they'd just make a 10mm too, but they never did.
Well, like we talked about a couple weeks ago with Glock, you know, everybody's kind of dropping the 40 caliber.
Yep.
So now these Generation 3 rifles are only available 9mm and 5.7.
Yeah.
Which, because Kel-Tec has a lot of offerings in the 5.7, it makes sense. And now the 10mm. So the nice thing is with the 9mm.
The cool thing about, well, let's talk about the 5.7 for just a second. That 5.7 is so cool. The magazine holds 50 rounds on the 5.7s. That's pretty, and the 5.7s they sell. They take the same magazines as the, what's that? What's the other one? The big, the 5.7 manufacturer with that rotary, that goofy magazine. Don't they make one that fits that same magazine?
No, this one takes this SUB 2000.
Oh, I know the SUB
takes the same magazines as their handgun does.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I thought the other pistol they make has a top loading magazine as well.
Oh, you know what? I haven't looked at that one.
That's a weird looking thing.
The same as like an FN rifle?
Yeah, like the FN. Yeah,
I'm not sure. I'm not PS90, sure. PS90,
I think it's called.
Yeah, I'm honestly, I'm not sure. I haven't looked at those.
Yeah, they're wild looking. You know, they look like a mix between one of those
Coleco.
Little, yeah, and one of the old car vacuums. That
yeah,
clean out the your
Oric,
car with
the Oric Coleco.
There you go.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but I almost bought a 40 in this a long time ago, and I remember you saying, Dad, you don't need that. You know?
So with the older ones, the Gen 2s,
yeah,
and some of these Gen 3s, when you're in the 9mm mags, or the 9mm option, you pick
which
magazine you want the gun to take. So
right.
Mine at the time, I have the Gen 3, I'm sorry, I have the Gen 2 9mm, but it takes my Beretta 92 mags.
Right.
Which I have the handgun.
And you got a ton of mags.
And so I said, why not get a rifle that takes the same mags as their handgun? It makes sense. You have
both.
You have dual. Now,
It's a good package. It's a backpacking dream.
Yeah.
You know, you got everything you need.
Now with this, if you have a Glock Gen, if you have a Glock G20 and 10 millimeter.
Yeah. You're all set.
If you've already got that and you know, you love it, you've got four or five mags, you can get this and Gen 3 Kel-Tec in 10 millimeter and have a rifle that matches your handgun.
Nothing wrong with that.
That makes sense.
Gee, I might happen to have a couple of G20s sitting
around. Might have a couple dozen magazines.
Yeah, I probably do.
Now, this rifle weighs 5.6 pounds. It's a pound heavier than a 9 millimeter, obviously, because it's a bigger, I mean, you're not going to, you've got, it's a much beefier round.
10 millimeter round has got a ton of pressure compared to other rounds.
Like, you're not going to squeeze me into a size 32, 30 pair of jeans.
Nope.
Not going to happen.
Wouldn't even be pretty.
No. So you don't want to shoot a 10 millimeter out of a 9 millimeter handgun. Not pretty, especially one with a lot of polymer.
And you got to remember, when you're holding this carbine up, all the mechanisms right next to your face.
Correct.
The recoil tube is right next to your face. The explosion occurs 4 inches from your nose or 3 inches from your nose. And you would not want a 10 millimeter to.
I don't know if I'd want to shoot like the Grizzly Arms 10 millimeter ammo out of this.
And we can find out from Kel-Tec, because we'll talk to them and find out if you can shoot the 200 grain slugs through it. They told us not to shoot our PMR 30s suppressed in 22 Magnum. They said, no, the barrels, they're real lightweight barrels. They're built for lightweight but effective use. So very interesting how they're made, though. So they're just good folks to work with. So so when you got this thing open, it's still under 30 inches long.
Correct.
And it
16-inch barrel.
When it's folded, it comes down to 16.15 inches.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. But it's got all your rails and everything for optics, all kinds of cool stuff about it.
Under the front for it, it's got the M-Lock little spots on it. Supposed to be shipping this summer.
Yeah. So you can put your order in.
You put your order in.
Yep.
So shipping this summer, MSRP on this, it's $90 more than a 9mm.
It's worth it.
So it's $599 in black.
Now, what you could do with this gun, though,
probably
realistically.
Probably in other colors, too.
Yeah, it'll come out in other colors. First initial will be black. But you could, like what I do, I take my Glock mags and I block them to hold 8 rounds, so it's legal.
Yeah.
But being it's a rifle, it might be 5 rounds.
I think it's 5 rounds, so you can hunt with it. You can deer hunt in Michigan.
So you can make 5 round magazines, Maybe I'll market that magazine. All right, we got to go to break. More of the Gunsmith Show coming up right after this short commercial message.